With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Department of Sports officially opened its new wellness center this morning at 147 Dorsey Drive in Georgetown, marking a major step in expanding health and fitness support for Cayman's athletes and community program. The ceremony drew top government leaders, including Deputy Governor Honorable Gloria McField Nixon, Minister of Sports the Honorable Isaac Rankin, and Chief Officer for Community Affairs Teresa Echeniki. Officials toured the facility and highlighted its role in promoting active lifestyles and strengthening the department's year-round programs. The Wellness Center will serve as a dedicated space for athlete development, wellness initiatives, and community fitness activities. Cayman Sports Community got a closer look at how science-driven athlete care is evolving as sports medicine physician Dr. Jillian Lawrence outlined the foundation of the Well's new integrated sports medicine initiative. She says sports medicine goes far beyond treating sprains and strains. It's about understanding how movement changes the body at every level.
Sports medicine basically is a specialized area within medicine itself. What it actually does is it takes the athlete or the person that's moving, which is basically anybody, and it says, how does movement make you different? So we're actually all the same, but how does the movement, how does the added movement affect you? How do the muscles in your body work? What does it do to you when something happens to you, when you fall, when you roll your ankle? What happens? What is the process that happens within your body, within the cells of your body? And the sports medicine physician looks at that because it's not just looking at it from the perspective of the actual injury in terms of a muscular injury, but it's at a cellular level as well. So you look at it from a broader umbrella under a medical umbrella.
Dr. Lawrence says Cayman's new initiative is built on a fully integrated model. One team, one system, one centralized approach. Something she says research shows can make athletes 0.5% better, the kind of margin that separates first from second.
The integrated approach is what it has to be. There actually is no other way. And when I say that, I mean there are other ways you can traditionally do it in terms of seeing one practitioner being referred to another practitioner, which we look at as being quote-unquote very fragmented. But in fragmented treatment, you don't get an overall treatment. You don't get the centralization of information. You don't get the centralization of treatment. And the centralization of treatment, all of the research shows you, is what makes you 0.5% better. And that's the difference between winning a race and coming second.
She adds that this multidisciplinary model also strengthens injury prevention and return to play protocols, ensuring athletes progress through rehabilitation based on standards, not timeliness, and return only when their strength and symmetry indices match across the body.
So your injury rates are reduced because with an integrated approach, you get that full return to play model. So everything runs through protocols. Everything is defined by, not necessarily by a timeline, but by, you know, reaching whatever standards need to be reached. Right. And once those are reached, then you go into the next phase of your rehabilitation. And when you're rehabilitated in that way, when you reach your, you know, your limb symmetry indices are the same, basically my strength in my left and my right, my upper and my lower are all the same, then you extend yourself into return to play. And that isn't driven on an individual basis. That's driven by a complete team.
Dr. Lawrence said the feedback from the community has been strong, with coaches, trainers, medical professionals, and parents all calling for more education to help Cayman's athletes make informed decisions. She closed by stressing that baseline testing is now essential and available for every athlete and every school across the islands. The Auto Slalom League hit record participation ahead of Round 5 on September 20th. CIGTV's Lavida Thompson has this report.
Grassroots motorsport continues to gain momentum across the Cayman Islands, with the Cayman Motoring Federation reporting record participation following Event 4 of its 6-round National Auto Slalom League. Round 4 attracted 13 drivers and more than 40 spectators to the Foster's Airport overflow parking lot, marking the largest turnout since the program was launched in 2024. The event also marked a new milestone for diversity on the track, with 3 female drivers entering the timed precision course. The Auto Slalom League promotes road safety, precision braking, and vehicle control in a highly controlled racing environment. With the championship wide open, drivers are now preparing for Event 5, scheduled for Sunday, September 20th, at the Foster's Overflow parking lot by Priced Right. Registration and tech inspections begin at 1 p.m., with spectator gates opening at 2 p.m. No special racing license is required to enter.
And Cayman becomes the first Caribbean nation to host the Global Park Run Movement, kicking off a three-weekly 5K this Saturday at Caymana Bay.
The Cayman Islands is set to become the very first Caribbean nation to host the Global Park Run community, with the official launch of the Festival Green Park Run this Saturday at Caymana Bay. Starting this Saturday, August 29th, at 6:30 a.m., the free timed 5-kilometer community event will take place every Saturday morning at Festival Green. Unlike traditional races, Park Run is completely free, volunteer-led, and open to all ages and fitness levels to walk, jog, run, or volunteer at their own pace with no time limit. Local event organizer, Mr. Robert Duggan, noted that the initiative aims to create an accessible, inclusive environment that promotes physical and mental well-being across the entire community. The initiative is supported by the Cayman Islands government as part of its broader health and wellness campaign. Participants only need to register once online at parkrun.org.uk to receive a reusable barcode to track their personal finish times each week.
CIGTV's Naya Roberts there taking us out of Radio Cayman's local sports for this Friday evening. I'm Dion Anglin. Enjoy your weekend.